Extra, extra, hot off the presses. It's Scoop Ed Longwa with the Catholic Sentinel.
Well, Catholic schools have begun their year welcoming back students just a couple weeks ago. Now they're in full swing and ready to take on the scholastic challenges, maybe join a CYO sport, meet Christ in the hallways and classrooms of their school. But most Oregonians, well, we might take our Catholic schools for granted. But it was just a century ago when Oregon state lawmakers tried to outlaw private schooling altogether. Well, the Catholic School Edition is out with the Catholic Sentinel, and joining me this morning to tell us more about this story, it is our good friend Ed Longwa. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, Ed, first of all, I got to say, I'm a little bit slow this morning. I took in way too much sights and sounds at Mount Angel's Oktoberfest. Have you ever spent some time down there?
I love going there, and I like going on the first day when just the locals are there. It's a little quieter, and I don't have to wait as long to get my German chocolate cake.
Oh, I love that. Now, you know, I was just there yesterday, and I've got to agree. More people told me that first day, a Thursday afternoon, it's a great way to go. It definitely has that family feeling. It's citywide. I mean, everybody just coming together, happy to see each other again, especially after these pandemic years. I think people, especially this year, were ready to go back. But they did tell me that, yeah, this is a nice afternoon because come this weekend, it'll be in full swing.
Yeah. And the younger people can go have fun there on a Friday or a Saturday night, but that's not my scene anymore. But boy, I can see how that would be fun too.
For sure. Yeah, I was a little bit exhausted on a Thursday evening just taking in all of the sights and sounds. Well, you know, another area where we have that close family feeling, I definitely felt this in all of the years that my children went to Catholic schools. It was just such a beautiful community of teachers, of staff members, and other parents who really, they just care for their own children and each other's children, and we follow each other along, K all the way through eighth grade, all the way into high school. The Catholic School Edition is one of the most popular editions at the Catholic Sentinel has to offer. And you have a real special insert this year with the Catholic Sentinel. But we tend to think that Catholic schools, well, it's just part of who we are as a community, as a church. But it wasn't always the case, because there was a bill just 100 years ago tried to outlaw Catholic schools altogether. Tell our listeners about it.
Well, just about 100 years ago, exactly this time of year, the campaign was heating up for what was called the Compulsory School Bill. This was hatched by a group called the Scottish Rite Masons in cahoots with the Ku Klux Klan in the 1920s. The idea was that Catholic schools were training children to go along a different track than the public schools were, that somehow Catholics were creating an un-American group that was going to ruin the purity of American culture. So the Masons and the Klan started pushes to end private schooling and force everyone to go to public schools. And Oregon, which only had 8% of the population Catholic, well, they thought this would be the place to start. So they pushed this bill, but they underestimated the zeal and the tenacity of the local Catholic Church, because it took some time, but a fight began and eventually was successful. But it was a tough call. November 7th, 1922, the centenary of that's coming up soon, was the vote. And 53% were for this compulsory school act that would have forced children between ages 8 and 16 to go to public schools. And it looked like that was going to be the law of the land. But then our friends, the Holy Name Sisters, who had started St. Mary's Academy, of course, in 1859, waded into the court fight. They were chosen to be the group to carry the banner. And I think it's because they were such smart, kind, lovable people. Can you imagine a much more sympathetic group of plaintiffs than a group of nuns? I can't.
No, for sure, Ed, but here's what I also know about my Catholic school upbringing. They might appear to be mild and meek in those habits. They are mighty and fierce, and we know that for sure. So what did the sisters have to do in order to make sure that our Catholic schools stayed open?
some interesting things happened. We don't realize, but the Catholic sisters there had kind of a influence over the local businesses. We have a letter that we received from the archives of the Holy Name Sisters, and where the superior was writing to business leaders saying, you know, fellas, you know how much our Catholic schools and our colleges bring to your businesses. Well, there's a bill coming up, and we'd like you to vote against it, because if our schools go away, then you'll lose some business. And they also formed a boycott against businesses that were supporting the school bill. So you're right. They might have been kind, mild women, but they are nobody's fool. They're very savvy, and they knew how to get things done. And I'll be darned, not long after that letter, the Portland Business Association put out a letter opposing the school bill.
Ed Longwa is the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel. If you are just joining us, he is with us today to talk about the special Catholic Schools edition you're going to find in the Catholic Sentinel. Well, since that time, well, actually, let me first ask you this, Ed. Was there then ever a time since the opening of Catholic schools that because of this bill that they had to be shut down, or were they able to maintain Catholic school education throughout?
When the bill was passed, the trigger date wasn't until sometime in the future. So that gave the local church and the sisters time to issue a court appeal, which they did in 1923. They were joined by a school called Hill Military Academy, which was an Episcopalian school. So 1923, they filed a suit. 1924, a local U.S. district court in Portland finded the law unconstitutional. But then the governor of Oregon appealed it, and that's what sent it to the United States Supreme Court, which it put the law on hold while this court argument was happening. And on June 1st, 1925, the United States Supreme Court ruled that children belong not to the state, but to parents. And this is a very large moment in U.S. history, really. It established a principle of parenthood that has carried through today. And there were places like the new Soviet Union or Germany under Kaiser Wilhelm where they did try to force education from the state onto every child. And by the way, the sisters and the opponents of the Oregon school bill certainly brought that up. I'm sure the proponents of the school bill didn't like being compared to the communists and Kaiser Wilhelm's Germany, especially in these years right after World War I.
Wow, no doubt. I don't think any of us, and I think we definitely take for granted what the fight that these nuns had to go through in order to ensure our Catholic schools. Well, now if you pick up a print copy of the Catholic Sentinel, you're going to see that Catholic Schools edition. So since that time in 100 years, what has that produced and flourished for our archdiocese as far as Catholic schools? Where are our numbers right now?
Well, right now we have 51 Catholic schools with, you know, several thousand students, high schools, parish schools, some very innovative new Catholic schools in the past couple decades, Brenda. I think of De La Salle North Catholic High School, which is a very a lower tuition rate, and the students work in corporations to help pay the tuition. And Nativity School, a junior high school over at St. Andrew Parish, which is free of charge. So it's trying to expand the reach of Catholic education even into those who can't quite afford it. And of course, there's a big push at the Archdiocese of Portland to raise tuition help so that even more families who might have trouble affording it can get there. There's a lot of outreach happening right now.
Oh, for sure. Even in our own Catholic school that my kids went to, the priest there, and I think that's the case for many of the parishes here, that they want a Catholic education. And for every family that wants that, I've heard them say this, let us know what the holdups are and let us help, you know, kind of make those ends meet, because they too want to ensure a Catholic education for everybody who wants them. Ed, we were talking with David earlier. I asked him if he remembered his principal growing up. I can't remember my high school principal, but I can remember my Catholic school principal. So they are such an impacted part of our upbringing, our children's upbringing. And boy, it's a great part of the Catholic Sentinel. So thank you so much for your time today.
It's been a pleasure. And I wish you and all your listeners the best, especially your Catholic school children.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today. God bless you.